become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. And as always, on Thursdays, Marcia Duer, Desi Andrews in studio. The CDs are finished. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Programming notes, let me see here. For you folks here in Austin, there'll be Radio Liberty with Dr. Stan Monteith preempted from 10 to midnight, and also an hour of Peter Schenck. Now, unfortunately, Peter is not on shortwave, but Dr. Stan Monteith is, so if you would care to tune in via the shortwave for tonight's program for Dr. Stan Monteith, that's on this network and also on Radio Liberty. First hour is 5.835. Second hour is 5.970. And from 9 to midnight is going to be the Alex Jones replay of today's show. So that'll be just serving the nets down here in Texas. If you're listening via this anyplace else, you won't get it. Alex is on shortwave at night on 3210 if you'd like to hear a replay of his broadcast tonight. Now that I have that out of the way, coming up in the time slots that I was just describing soon is going to be David Bresnahan, a prolific writer, used to write for WorldNet Daily, and he was on GCN until they found out he was on GCN and they fired him. But at any rate, and a gentleman I had on the other day, if you remember the program with John Moore, he is going to be on Saturdays. He will also be going up on the network on a Monday through Friday basis, somewhere in between that 8 to 10 time slot before Stan Monteith. But for until further notice, he's going to be on this network from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time on the network and on shortwave at 12.160. We've slotted him in for that time slot, so just make a note of that. He used to be in radio. He used to do his own program for about 5 years. He's still an active police officer, but he is against the New World Order. So, folks, we're going to keep bringing you more and more, not just repeats of programming. We're going to give it to you live, in your face, every day, because you know what we figured out? You can handle the truth. And that is important, because if you haven't noticed, the globalists are starting to eat themselves. Head to tail, like the snake. Remember the symbol? It's starting to eat itself. It's starting to show cracks. It becomes so arrogant and moving so fast that it's actually falling apart in front of their very little face. And all we have to do is be prepared, be informed, and stand by to take our country back when the opportunity presents itself. And I see it coming very quickly. We'll be right back with Marcia Duer, Desi Andrews right after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And their minions march on, folks. On tomorrow's program, I'm going to have Carl Schwartz. And Carl Schwartz, author of the book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. And this is a man that broke through the paradigm of political thought. His book is being produced as we speak. For you folks that have ordered this book, just hang on. They're proofing the thing. They're setting it up for a run, 2,000 book run. We're getting the book cover in there. That is going to be ready to go shortly. And Carl, you'd better tune into tomorrow's program. Folks, let me just say this. There's more coming out about this 9/11. On Anderson 360, I think that's on MSNBC, the other night, he had on what was his name? This guy that $3-4 million here. I had him on the program. Jimmy Walter. There we go. Jimmy Walter, which knows Carl Schwartz and was with him up in New York. At any rate, he was on Anderson 360, and they were dumb enough to do their own poll. And this is the guy that funded, ladies, this is the guy that funded the all the ads, newspaper advertisement, TV ads in New York about 9/11, did the Zogby poll, and that came out favorable. People want this investigation reopened. But he's on Anderson 360. They did their own poll 81%, it came back, 81% said that there was a cover-up around 9/11. I wouldn't want to be George Bush right now. George Bush, there's a lot of rats leaving the ship up there in the ship of state, if you will.
Rattier rats are coming in.
Boy, yes, they are. And one of them is Alberto Gonzalez.
Oh, no, I didn't think anybody could be worse than Wacky's face.
Ashlett.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, but evidently they had him pegged, by the way, for the Supreme Court. He was on the short list for
Gonzalez.
The nominees. Yeah, but he's going to be the Attorney General.
Yeah, but he couldn't make it to a federal judge, so they couldn't exactly put him on the Supreme Court.
Well, why not?
I mean, he couldn't get it passed the Senate.
They're haywire anyhow. So, and you know, maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that. But you know, Powell's down in Mexico, folks, telling everybody down in Mexico that Bush is going to legalize the millions of illegals, and you know, here we are, ladies. We've got to get control of this government back.
How about articles of impeachment?
That sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, Jack wanted to wait until after the inauguration, but I think we're going to move up our time schedule. We have to send out the articles of impeachment. I mean, this has just got to end.
And Mr. Halliburton gets that, the vice president, the president. Who else is on this list?
Well, we just start with the president, vice president to begin with. It has to be the president because that's who the Senate has instructions to impeach. But what will happen is we'll send, because we really can't, service was a problem and we didn't know what to do about service. So what we're going to do is email all we'll send notice of the impeachment to all the senators and congressmen, and then we'll inform the public out here, the ones that listen and the ones that are on the internet, and so-called patriots are pretty active, and they do, you know, they make 8 to 10 million hits a month on internet sites. And so we're going to ask that they will call or write their congressman to get copies of the articles of impeachment. And that's the thing that will put the pressure on the congressman and the senators. And then when the copies of the impeachment are available, then everybody will know that there's impeachment out there and they're going to have to do something about it.
You were going to say something?
No.
Okay. Articles of impeachment sounds like a fine idea, but if we get rid of one scoundrel...
Well, it's just the beginning. I have to give apologies to John Ainsworth because he was... For some reason, he kept talking about the proclamations of Andrew Johnson, and I was just spaced out on that. So I pulled the proclamations of Andrew Johnson, and...
Andrew Johnson was the president that followed Abraham Lincoln after the Civil War, for the people who need to be refreshed. And, we're not talking about the current Johnson. We're talking about Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson. Right. And he wanted to undo a lot of what Abe wanted to do, correct? Or had done.
Well, what Abraham Lincoln said in his General Order 100, which is still basically the law of the land, but we'll give reason why it can't be. It says that martial law does not cease during the hostile occupation except by special proclamation ordered by the commander-in-chief. And lo and behold, Andrew Johnson wrote two proclamations of peace. The first one, June 6, 1866, declaring an end to the hostilities in every place but Texas. And the other one, which is the Texas one, I don't know which of these dates is to do with Texas. But he issued two proclamations in 1866.
The second one was August 20th, and it's still 1866,
yeah.
including Texas coming out of an insurrectionist proclamation.
Right. So he declared peace on the in the land in 1866, thus putting an end to the hostilities. And although there was never a peace treaty signed because they weren't warring nations, actually. This was not a civil war. They were warring nations. Because the peace treaty was never signed, which is what I knew all along, I just didn't realize that the end of the war had come through Johnson's proclamations. Thanks to John, he tweaked me enough that I looked that up. And so that led to some tweaking of the CD. Needless to say.
Okay.
So I kind of had to rewrite that. So the Civil War was basically over. After what they call the Civil War, the end of the hostilities was absolutely proclaimed by special proclamation of the president of the commander-in-chief in 1866. Therefore, that put peace on the land. And as a matter of fact, guess where Thanksgiving comes from? Where do you think?
I thought it was the pilgrims ripping off the Indians and they sat around and ate turkey.
Could that possibly be?
I thought it was,
rewriting of history.
I thought it was fascinating. What Desi actually found this week was a proclamation signed by Andrew Johnson, the National Thanksgiving by the President of the United States of America. And it really is a proclamation. Not very long. And
yeah.
I'd love to read it because right now, especially around Thanksgiving and you know, the truth, we can stand the truth. But Andrew Johnson's proclamation says, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has been pleased to vouchsafe to us as a people another year of that national life which is an indispensable condition of peace, security, and progress. That year has, moreover, been crowned with many particular blessings. The Civil War that so recently closed among us has not been anywhere reopened. Foreign intervention has ceased to excite alarm or apprehension. Intrusive pestilence has been benignly mitigated. Domestic tranquility has improved. Sentiments of conciliation have largely prevailed, and affections of loyalty and patriotism have been widely renewed. Our fields have yielded quite abundantly. Our mining industry has been richly rewarded, and we have been allowed to extend our railroad system far into the interior recesses of the country, while our commerce has resumed its customary activity in foreign seas. These great national blessings demand a national acknowledgement. Now, therefore, I, Andrew Johnson, President of the United States, do hereby recommend that Thursday, the 29th day of November next, be set apart and be observed everywhere in the several states and territories of the United States by the people thereof as a day of thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God, with due remembrance that in his temple doth every man speak of his honor. I recommend also that on the same solemn occasion they do humbly and devoutly implore him to grant to our national councils and to our whole people that divine wisdom which alone can lead any nation into the ways of all good. In offering these national thanksgivings, praises, and supplications, we have the divine assurance that the Lord remaineth a king forever. Them that are meek shall he guide in judgment, and shall such as are gentle shall he learn his way. The Lord shall give strength to his people, and the Lord shall give to his people the blessing of peace. In witness whereof I hereunto set my hand, and it's signed by Andrew Johnson on the eighth day of October in the year of our Lord, 1866. So 1866 was when Thanksgiving was proclaimed by the president, and we have since then had a fairy tale of pilgrims, and it was a day of praise because the war had ceased.
Because
and
we were at peace.
We were at peace.
So when we sit down to the turkey every Thanksgiving, it's because this nation is at peace.
It has nothing to do with pilgrims and Indians and beads and Manhattan and any of this
no,
other junk.
No, that's the rewriting of the history. That's the old Rockefeller school that comes in and has the historians work for them. And we believe all that gobbledygook. And, you know, I can't believe that I didn't go just a little further in the statutes at large and read these proclamations. I feel like an idiot.
You can't be Superwoman.
Well, I know, but,
you know,
but it just totally changed my conception of everything, because what I see now, I mean, I gave them a little credence before, them being these usurpers, these pirates, and that's all they are. I gave them a little credence before, because reading Whiting's book, I kind of made leeway for them because they were coming under the Constitution through the emergency war powers of the Constitution. That's not true at all. That's not true at all, because once peace was proclaimed on this land, they couldn't use the Civil War to do what they did. They could not reconstruct this country. They could not reconstruct this government in any way, shape, or form. They're pirates, plain and simple. Treasonous.
No sedition. We go straight to the T word?
It's the T word.
All right.
This is treason.
All right. We'll talk more about this with our guest today, Desi Andrews and Marcia Duer, and we'll do this after this short break. Stay tuned. Folks, living history here, you're hearing it. Disappointed? I'm surprised.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay. We're back, and here comes John.
By the way, I paid my ticket.
Yeah, we know you did.
Yeah. You know why?
Because you don't have time to dink with him.
Well, yeah. You know, we bring this guy on adventures in legal land, right? Mark Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to a seminar. I had to leave. I was only there for about an hour, hour and 10 minutes. I don't have the time. Running a network, doing radio programming. I mean, I literally did not have the time to do this. But they're not going away. You know, they'll be out there revenueing along the sides of the road. I would have, just for my own personal interest, liked to have stuck it in her ear and broke it off. That would have been fun to do, but right now I have bigger fish to fry.
John, that's the way with anything. You can't do anything until you're ready and you have the time to deal with it. And these people are time suckers.
Blood suckers, money suckers.
That's exactly one of the reasons I put Sun Tzu Art of War on our CD set, too, because really it makes sense to pick your adversary, to pick your battle, to pick your battleground, and to know your adversary before you start. If you don't know, then you should do what it is that keeps you in motion and in forward motion. And when you see an area that you're deficient in, study into that area if it's going to come up again. Those kind of things, traffic tickets, are going to come up again.
Oh, most definitely.
And that's one of the areas that I started studying when I first started studying, because when I began to realize I had a situation in the place I lived where my house started getting broken into. Every other week I'd get a call at work from the police officer on the beat, and they'd say, well, mister, would you please come and close your house up? Somebody's opened the front door again. And so, then they decided, well, they found the guys eventually after the seventh time. They caught them in action, and then they pressed charges, and they got something that was called restitution. Well, I thought, well, isn't that great? All this stuff that's been stolen, I actually get compensated for this stuff they caught the guys who did it. I get restitution. So I asked the officer, I said, well, where do I put in my claim for the restitution since it's awarded by the court? And they looked at me and said, well, you don't get the restitution. And I'm thinking, well, who's damaged here? Who would get restitution? So I opened up an area, even in little matters that made absolutely no sense to me. And sometimes just those little tags nag me. It's like the pee under the mattress for the princess, and you just have to find out why.
But who did get compensated?
Apparently the police department did.
So you get robbed and they get compensated.
Yeah.
Sure. That's what's about.
What a deal.
It's called highwaymen.
Highway robbers?
Absolutely. They have guns and everything.
But they look so spiffy, and everybody
do
believes.
Do they? In their polyester?
Yes, and their Kevlar vests and their little 9mm Glocks. And, you know, if you get a motorcycle cop, he's got those pretty little goose stepper boots on. And the guy that stopped me, by the way, had mirrored sunglasses on both sides. They were mirrored on both sides.
Of course they
and
were.
He was, it was a warm day, and I felt sorry for him. He was out there just running his little tush off, and he was sweating. He had this big old wad of sweat on his upper lip. I felt bad for him. That's why I paid my ticket. Maybe he's out there working so hard. Yeah.
And there's dead silence here.
Yes.
As we pull faces at John.
Before we went to break, now I want to make sure that people understand what you guys just said. We had a proclamation of peace.
In 1866.
And what did this proclamation of peace do for the several states?
It put them back exactly as they were before.
How did they get hijacked again?
In 1867 by the Reconstruction Acts, but by what authority, you ask?
Yes.
Now, this is where John and I still differ to this day. He said that he felt that they were taken over by conquest. Well, under the laws of nation, conquest is an overt act, much the same as the hostilities were. That's when I take a sword to you and you take a bayonet to me. That's conquest, and it has to be overt. It cannot be covert. And so with the Reconstruction Acts, they just totally rebuilt the government. They laid the corporations in instead of the Constitution and the government. And they've been covering up for that ever since. Could they do it? No.
Under whose watch was that in 1867?
Well, and that was still Johnson, but he was busy with his impeachment proceedings.
Oh, they were trying to get rid of him. Now, why do you suppose, Des and Marcia, they were trying to impeach Andrew Johnson?
Because proclamation was not in the cards, the proclamation of peace, and especially the Thanksgiving.
Right. All the proclamations before that and the proclamations of Abraham Lincoln were all the justifications for declaring the insurrectionist, for the laying of the military powers, the declaring of, this previous 1866 proclamation where it says that in this national emergency, Congress, banishing all feelings of mere passion or resentment, will recollect only its duty to the whole country, that this war is not waged upon our part in any part of oppression, nor for the purpose of conquest or subjugation, nor purpose of overthrowing or interfering with the rights or establishment of those states, but to defend and maintain the supremacy of the Constitution. And they're saying it was to maintain the supremacy of the Constitution in the southern states who had left the authority of the Constitution.
But see, it's not the Constitution that's supreme in this country. It is the state constitution of each state that is supreme to that in a particular nation.
And then they did, with this military rule and this declaration of emergency and declaration of war powers, they began to lay a civil government to exercise the war powers. It appeared to be civil, but it was a civil expression of military rule. Andrew Johnson came in and was going to just shift that whole thing with the proclamations of peace.
He could probably be the best president we ever had.
We wouldn't even know.
Folks, we'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
It's out of control, folks. We have a government that is killing people by the tens of thousands right now in the Middle East, supposedly for our national security. We've got a Congress that basically handed power over to the ascended king, Mr. Bush. He's bringing in new henchmen into his cabinet as we speak, and they're lining their ducks up. What they're doing is they're girding themselves in for the long haul. What needs to be done in this country, ladies and gentlemen, I surgically would like to cut out the 10-square-mile area in the District of Criminals and just cast it off in the Atlantic Ocean and start again.
Well, let's look at this Gonzalez that's going to be the Attorney General. He's the dude, I don't know if anybody's paid any attention to the lack of rights in Guantanamo, but those people down there are considered to have no rights at all. They have no right to talk to their relatives. They have no right to see the judge. They have no right to receive or send mail. They have absolutely no rights whatsoever. And that little thing called the Presidential Commission was written by Mr. Gonzalez, evidently. So I think that's even far worse than Ashcroft.
Well, off of Jones's Infowars.net, Gonzalez has been covering Bush's back for years, is now being rewarded with a high-profile spot in the administration. As I said earlier, off of a November 6 out of the SunHerald.com, he was slated for possibly the Supreme Court, and as you said, that wasn't going to fly in the Senate. So November 11th, he's being picked for the new Attorney General. Now, this guy, he's being rewarded with high-profile spot in the administration. Gonzalez is also a compromised character, fitting the mold perfectly for his elite puppet masters. Gonzalez was most recently counsel to the president and recipient of the infamous internal White House memo from August 1 of 2002, signed by then Assistant Attorney General J.S. Bidey, which put Bush above the law and argued darkly that torturing al-Qaeda captives may be justified and that international laws against torture may be unconstitutional if applied to interrogations. This is conducted under the Bush, President Bush. The memo then continued for 50 pages to make the case for the use of torture. Now, the leaked memo claimed that the importance of gaining information about possible future terror attacks from people suspected of links to terror groups renders obsolete Geneva strict limitations on questioning of enemy prisoners.
Now, I just read the court case this morning on the one that's supposed to be, and pardon me if I don't remember their names, but it's the one that's supposed to have been Saddam Hussein's driver. How serious is the chauffeur to this? I mean, you know, what threat did they pose to my security?
Only if you hired him as a driver, I would think. I don't know.
You mean he'd take me to McDonald's instead of Burger King? I mean, you know, how serious is it going to get? But he was locked away in maximum security, in isolation for 10 months, on and on and on. The same story that's coming out of Guantanamo in all these lawsuits. And it talks about the president's commission, and it says that they don't even go under the USMJ. So they don't even follow the rules of military justice because, and Gonzalez is the one that wrote this little puppy, because they're not entitled to any due process whatsoever. They're not entitled to any consideration because the president is the one that can say whether they live or die. And if the president deems that they can be tortured, then so be it. And that little puppy was written by Gonzalez.
Gonzalez also has connections to scandal-ridden energy giant Enron, which, by the way, where's Ken Lay? I think he should be in the news and not Lacey Peterson's murderer or potential murderer, husband, whatever the case may be. He's a former partner in the Houston law firm of Vinson and Elkins, which represented Enron, by the way. He also received a $6,500 in campaign contributions from the company when he ran for re-election for the Texas Supreme Court. In 96, Gonzalez says Bush's general counsel managed to get the then-Texas governor excused from jury duty, thus saving Bush from having to disclose a 1976 arrest for drunk driving.
Well, I can remember when he was Secretary of State. When Bush first came in as governor here, he made Gonzalez his Secretary of State. That only lasted for about 9 months. The expense to the people here in Texas just to have the stationery changed from one name to another is horrendous. But he was there a very short time, and, you know, I was confused about the position of Secretary of State. So I thought somehow it was elected. Stupid me. It's one of those political plums. So he was given that plum, and then he moved on to become, I guess, personal counsel to George as he was about to make his run for the president.
See, when you have somebody that's as crooked, dishonest, a lying thief as our president is, sorry, folks, if you happen to like George, tune out. You know, let's not talk about reality here. Let's just...
Or move to Texas, and then you won't like him much longer.
Yeah, let me not shatter your illusions if that's what you're most comfortable with instead of facts in your life. But they have to... The honest men cannot be around these presidents, not for very long. They bring their baggage along with them. They bring their protectors, their strong arm, their buds and pals that are so far up to their eyeballs in corruption as themselves that it doesn't matter. It's like a little criminal cabal.
Like whose leering face do we see first? The guy if I was still into, not peace, I would bring up first, which is James A. Baker III. When I lived in Europe, he was just the absolute nemesis to us. He was playing over there with the dollar. I mean, he did things when he was Secretary of the Treasury that just were horrible. But he's the one that actually got Daddy Bush. into power because Daddy Bush couldn't get elected to anything. He kept trying, but he just couldn't make it down here until he hooked up with James A. Baker III. And then things started to happen for him. So who jumps up as a face in the crowd when the Sonny takes over? James A. Baker III again. And he's in and out of there all the time, and he's just about as bad as it gets.
I don't know anything about that. I keep my focus on peace.
That's garbage. That's in the background.
Well, it is. One of the things that, and I sit here quietly listening to the conversation, I really think a lot of that and a lot of the media and a lot of what I see is to use up our time and attention to keep that kind of discontent under our skins and to use our time and our energy in something that isn't producing peace. Just like, you know, what was it? Andrew Johnson came in and proclaimed peace and said the war was over, and he said that the standing armies and the occupation and martial law and military tribunals and the suspension of the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus in times of peace are dangerous to the public liberty, incompatible with individual rights of the citizen, contrary to the genius and spirit of our free institutions, and exhaustive of the national resources. So that's exactly what all of these conflicts, all of that's the reason that these things are in front of our face, to use our time and attention and juices so we aren't even focusing. What did they use with Andrew Johnson? He said peace, here we're going to focus now on peace and a peacetime economy and a peacetime America. What did they do? Impeachment.
What was the reasons? Did anybody here remember the reasons why they impeached Andrew Johnson?
I don't know, but I'm going to go look for the articles.
I've started going down that rabbit hole. There's a really good thing on the internet that comes out of not the Atlanta Journal, but one of the papers. It's a whole archive of the newspaper articles at the time, and I didn't get a chance. But it's really funny because this very week when I was going to Johnson's proclamations, Ralph Winterode was reading Johnson's inauguration speech, which he said is just absolutely one of the most masterful things he's ever seen. And that's what he said to me. He said, you know, we know nothing about Andrew Johnson. He probably very well could be the best president we ever had. And at the very same time, I'm talking to Jack Cohen, and Jack Cohen, for some reason, had gone into stuff that Andrew Johnson had done, too. I just thought that was really funny because we all went the same route.
Same place,
yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, all on Andrew Johnson. And believe me, I will learn a lot more about Andrew Johnson.
Well, for people that may be tuning in here, ladies, and we haven't done this in a while, and we'll get to other subject matter that you brought in with you, but why? Let's do a recap here. Why was the Reconstruction? What year? Why the Reconstruction? What was done after the Civil War? And why?
Well, the Reconstruction was in 1867, and that was to reconstruct. That was to do away with states' rights.
Because remember, after the war, all of the states in the South had left. They'd left the Congress. They had left they intended not to be part of the United States of America any longer. And they became the Confederate States under the Union, under the Articles of Confederation. They were moving away as a separate nation. This whole war was to force them back to, quote, preserve the Union, and to bring them back in. So now, once they've wiped out all of the people, all of the, quote, insurrectionists in the southern states, they say, okay, now there's no government here. So they have to reconstruct a government, and they have to lay in place the provisions for a peacetime government.
But Andrew Johnson wanted to restore it the way it was.
Right. He said the people, I mean, the people get their preserve their rights through their states. And all the Constitution is only agreement among the states. The people are the ones that are sovereign in their own states. And they have control of their own government, their own destiny, and they have taxation by representation only in their own states. And each state had a different constitution. It was a separate nation unto itself.
You know, it's funny. Let me interrupt you right here, because it's funny. This thing about states deciding for themselves on certain issues just recently came up. That they're talking about, you know, the same-sex marriages or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, this should be left to the states. They should make up their own mind about it and do what they want to do in their various states. This is how this was done before.
Absolutely.
And I'll go back to a business model, and every businessman out there will understand this. The more competition you have, the better the product or service that is produced. Because people are competing for a finite market. They want to be the first Johnny on the spot with the greatest and latest and the best and the brand new and the spiffiest and the shiniest. Well,
and they've got to keep their price point competitive.
Exactly. So you can't have a guy come in that's slipshod or whatever, charge double the price. People aren't going to pay it. This was kind of the same thing that was going on here in this country as far as the states went. I mean, generally speaking, they were pretty much the same. But if you were to set this up in a competitive environment, how many people think that are here in Texas would want to go move to California?
Well, that's just it.
Or move to New York, for that matter.
But it was really, really specific to states in the beginning, because every state had a little bit different culture, a little bit different something to offer.
And it was preserved, and it wasn't messed with.
No, it was preserved. And so if I lived in Maine and I didn't like the way they got maple syrup out of the trees, then I could go to another state where maybe it was an agrarian society, maybe it was an industrial society, but people could go where they could be with their own kind and be together in a different kind of a culture.
And let me give you an example of this, folks, what we're talking about here, because Desi has made this point before, and I had to scratch my head and think about this for a while. In this country, we don't have a culture. We have a pop culture. We have a TV culture. We have a cosmopolitan type of culture.
We live in sound bits, sound bites.
And I don't care if you travel from Austin, Texas, to Dallas, Texas, to Cleveland, Ohio, Chicago, Miami. It doesn't matter. You'll drive up and down the same old streets, seeing the same old signs, seeing
the same old mall,
the same old.
I sometimes forget which city I'm in. They all are starting to look the same.
Well, and they are. And Jason Pratt, that's involved with NorFed here, brought up a point to me about corporations. It never used to be this way, and people have been scratching their heads to try to figure out, well, why is this going on? Why is it anywhere in the United States I show up, there's a Mickey D's on the street corner, rather than Joe's Hamburger Shack or whatever the case may be?
Or local mom and pops everywhere.
Or the Dew Drop Inn that used to be in my little hometown.
The Dew Drop Inn, whatever that was.
With the local Greasy Spoon.
Okay, the Dew Drop Inn. I remember Granny's restaurant when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember Granny. It was Weedle back there, you know. But at any rate, but if you take a look at this, there was a time in this country the corporations were not allowed to exist. Why? Because it became a danger. And I hear people say in this capitalist society, well, we weren't capitalist. I don't like ists or I don't like isms. We were a free market.
Right.
We were a free market economy. We were a free market nation. This is how we derived our sustenance, our living. If you go work in the cities, you could be a carpenter. You could be whatever you wanted to be. But now the corporations have moved in, eliminated much of the, shall I use the term, diversity in America?
Right.
But it used to be that the corporations,
we're just the same big amalgam. This is no longer a melting pot. It melted and became Swiss cheese. I'm from Utah. That land was settled by my pioneer ancestors. They pushed handcarts across the plains for a specific reason. They congregated in Utah for religious freedom. The things they did in Utah, they brought the first canal system to the North American continent, the old Egyptian canal system. They did incredible things. They made the desert bloom. But that was made up of a contingent of people that were there that had something in common. If you didn't like their way of life, move on to California.
There you go.
And they weren't being run and told what they could do and how they could sell it and how they could build it and how they had to engineer it from Washington, D.C.
No agencies. Which is exactly how they did this. Reconstruction, you see, is absolutely illegal. To take away the state's rights was absolutely illegal. This was not done under emergency. This was done under subterfuge. Big difference between conquest and subterfuge. The law of nations, correct me if I'm wrong, Marcia, does not allow for subterfuge, does it?
Not at all. Not at all. It's an offense against the law of nations.
This is an offense against the law of nations, one of the four crimes punishable under the Constitution. So we have no states anymore. We have no distinctions in the states. We have those little boys at the University of Chicago that make up that UCC stuff that impose the same stuff on all the 50 legislatures every single time they sit. We are the same.
And it's fascinating. It was pointed out to me by Jason Pratt that he said at one time corporations had to be chartered, and they had a certain time that they could be as an entity, as a corporation, and then it had to break up and disband.
It could be only 20 years, but what did you just pay this to?
corporation.
That's right. The corporation of the city of Austin.
And now
charter they have.
And now if you look at how corporations are organized, they live on in perpetuity until they're dissolved.
So that's one of the things we have to do when we're peace. First of all, corporations are for limited liability. Nobody should have limited liability. Everybody should be responsible for their actions. They shouldn't be able to have that. And certainly if they have a lifespan, if there was some reason for a corporation maybe to raise stock or, you know, money or whatever it is they do, then they should have a lifespan of 20 years, no longer, because that's how it started out.
Because what we have now are corporations that are eating up the competition, buying out competition, buying themselves out. We saw the corporate hostile takeovers of, the 70s and the 80s.
Well, how long is it going to be until Bechtel comes and buys the rights to our rainwater? Just as they did in Bolivia.
Not very long. There's a precedent being set down here with this public-private partnership with their toll road systems.
Oh, but didn't the people in Austin kick their butt? I mean, that's not going to happen. I can see that right now. I knew when they proposed it shouldn't happen, and it probably won't happen. But, I mean, already the toll thing is crumbling. Because people are just not going to stand for it.
Well, somebody better tell them to take out those toll booths. Beautiful, you know, structure over there on Mopac over there.
On Mopac?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, they've already have built. They mowed through the cow pasture where the big tank here is outside of Round Rock, Texas, that big blue one on Mopac. Yeah, they plowed right through the cow field. I used to enjoy watching the Longhorns graze. We'll be right back.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade-A essential oils.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Just wanna won't alert you. My heart, heart is aching. This chain, sure not breaking. Pay attention to
yourself. You Austinites will recognize that. Jimmy Vaughn. That's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, I didn't.
And that came off of his latest CD. Do you get the blues? And I don't remember if that was. Do you get the blues, as in you get bluesy, or do you get the blues?
Well, Buffy and his wife thought that was really weird that you picked that one of all his stuff.
Who?
Jimmy.
Oh. Well, why?
I got it from the Jimmy's mouth.
You did?
Yes.
Really? He told you that? Why didn't he call in and tell me that? I don't know. I'll play whatever he wants to play.
Well, no. Right. He just thought it was strange that was the one you picked.
Well, it was a good song.
It is a good song.
Mastery of War Powers in America. Ta-da. What am I holding in my hand, ladies?
You have the CD in your hand, Mastery of War Powers in America, Volume 1, The Portal to Peace.
Boy, it's nice looking, too.
Yeah, it's really cool. Matt.
The Portal to Peace, Janus Erupts.
Finding Peace in America by Telling the Truth About War. Look.
Does that say Janus Erupts?
Yes.
Oh.
Janus being the two-faced mythical Greek god.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, Roman god.
It was Greek.
No, he's Roman.
Okay.
Cray only knows
hey,
Roman.
Look. The Romans hijacked a lot of stuff from the Greeks. So
well, Marcia called up Cray and said, why did he answer Janus Erupts?
Well, Janus was okay, but I said Erupts is wrong. And then we started researching Janus and looking at Erupts, and it's exactly right. So we study every word.
Yeah, he was through the portals of peace, and he was a Roman god. He had two faces, one in the front of his head and one in the back. And when he was the keeper of the portals to Rome, and when war was on, the portals were always open, and when there was peace, the portals were always closed.
Sounds like George Bush. This is a 5-CD set.
Yes, it is.
Now, individually priced. Now, this is the Mac Daddy of the entire set, but there is adjuncts to the set that are really, really important. And we'll explain to you why. The Mastery of War Powers in America, this is the culmination of, what, 6-7 years of research?
Oh, I don't know. It's really a culmination of a lifetime of not only, maybe 6 or 7 years of research, but just a whole lifetime of laying a context to even understand the body of research ourselves.
So what we have here, folks, the CD set normally sells for $180. And if you're a listener to Republic Broadcasting Network, we've had Desi up, since we were trying to figure this out, since late July, early August. And then, Marcia, you joined shortly after that, I think. You were right in here. So you ladies have been in here for quite a few months, and we've been promising people that we were getting this set, and it's done. Actually, there's one CD they're just tweaking up right now, and I'll have the master for that tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, folks, here it is. Now, what's the other 4 CDs?
Well, the first one, The Portal to Peace, takes you through and shows you the portal, the Affidavit of Public Ministry, the Declaration of Neutrality, that being the portal to peace. The second CD takes that affidavit and looks at it in depth.
All right. Let's hold it right here. Second hour of the National Intel Report, 99.85 on your shortwave dial. Do not listen to the announcement that you're hearing on WWCR right now. They're telling you to go to another frequency. Nope. We split the frequencies here. I do believe those going to 5070 will be taken someplace else. I don't even know who's on there. But 12160 will cease, and 5070 picks up. But on our second hour, it's 99.85. And, folks, the reason why you couldn't hear the shortwave all week, well, if you go to WWCR's site and they have the geomagnetic storms, we got lambasted here for the last 4 days with solar storms. It's quieted down today, so don't give up on your shortwave, folks. 99.85, second hour, the National Intel Report, Desi Andrews, Marcia Dewar, John Statmiller, right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.